there's an overall inability of our court service to collect unpaid district court fines. And to me, that's a complete slap in the face to the victims of their crimes. Now, this is in no way reflective upon the ability of the really good public servants and civil servants that work within our court system. But I think these offices around the country need to be properly resourced so that we can get the likes of a sum of €705,810 that's outstanding in Letterkenny District Court since 2020. Or if you look at Donegal, there's €204,302.61 since 2020. And as you said, the overall amount that's outstanding in County Donegal is just shy of €1 million. It's €910,113.34.
In terms of people's perception of this, I mean, people are going to be saying, I mean, if a court can't enforce a fine, who can?
Yes, exactly. Well, of course, there are different functions within the judicial system and within the court system. And obviously, a judge will have to adjudicate, having been carefully tasked and trained to do that, and will hand down a sentence. And in many cases, to avoid our prisons getting clogged up, obviously, fines are imposed. But then it's over to the office or the clerical or the administrative or the registrar's duties to take that up. But of course, that means that you have to have human resources, and you also have to have IT. And tech to be able to do that. Now, I'm suggesting a couple of simple things. I think that anybody convicted before they leave the precincts of the courthouse, they should be obliged to go into the office and then to confirm to the court that they have been in the office. And the purpose of their visit to the office is to actually give over their bank details so that there will be, if they fail to pay voluntarily and in a scheduled way, as per the order of the judge, the extent of the fine, that there will be a direct debit, or that there will be an option for the court to set up an automatic debit from the bank account of the perpetrator. And I'm also seeking, if there's a repeated offender in respect of especially road traffic offences and driving offences, that the judge have within his or her toolbox of measures to impose, that the car be impounded. I mean, why should somebody who's consistently not paying a fine, is given an opportunity to pay it in a scheduled way and refuses to pay it, why should they be allowed to drive around in the drive around in the same car in which they were committing the offence, whether it's in relation to no tax, no insurance, no whatever in relation to the vehicle.
Your party colleague Jim O'Gallan is the Justice Minister. Do you anticipate a conversation with him to see how this can be progressed?
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm extremely impressed, as I hope the voters are, and indeed the people of Ireland, with the attitude and the energy of Minister Jim O'Callaghan since he's taken over the brief in justice. Jim, of course, is a barrister like myself. He understands the system firsthand. He understands it for a long time. And I think he understands that the measures that are outlined in the Fines, Payment and Recovery Act of 2014 are there. In other words, the toolkit is there for judges. If there are unpaid fines, to actually roll out sections of that act which require attachment of earnings orders to be made in respect of somebody's income, if they're working privately or working for an employer, or indeed if they are receiving social welfare. So an attachment of earnings order can be made, but also community service can be imposed in circumstances where somebody is refusing, as per the order of the judge, to pay. And in many instances, these perpetrators, when the fines are imposed, they are given time by the judge to pay. Judges are very considerate and they're very conservative in their approach to imposing automatic fines. In my experience, there are no such things as an automatic fine before you leave the precincts of the court. You are given time to set up a payment system and to pay it over time, because obviously people have other bills to pay, and the cost of living, as we know, is rising. But let's go back to these crimes and the victims in the first place. I make no excuse for any of these perpetrators or for their difficulties. It's the victims of the crime that I want to focus on. And we're talking about victims that have been subjected to breaches of drink of driving road traffic laws in relation to drink driving or assault on a street or someplace else, theft and shoplifting. And, you know, it's no comfort to somebody who's been assaulted and has ended up with a broken nose, or a shop owner who has been the subject of shoplifting and doesn't get his produce back even, and is not compensated for the loss of whether it's a bottle of whiskey or whether it's a case of whiskey or several products. It's just not good enough. And really, I think these people who are convicted, they're laughing in the face of the court, and they're knowing that they can just continue to dodge and not pay. It's not good enough.